little bit different in that we do have Lucas Prola back. Now, he won't start the ball game, at least unless it's a late change. But the Grizzlies will go with Kyle Germany, the sophomore guard from Detroit. Carlos Paul, sophomore postman from Southfield, Michigan. Javian Downey getting the start tonight from Windsor, Ontario. Kamari Vinson, guard from Virginia. And Urji Unami will get the start as well for the Grizzlies. Our other Canadian starter for the Mineral Air Nationals, they're number 7 in the nation. They're 25-1. And their starting five will be Marcus Watson, who is a guard from Oaklawn, Illinois. Amarian Dickerson from Cleveland, Ohio. He is a 6'5 sophomore. Josh Mio, who is a guard from Orlando, Florida. Tip one by Mineral Air is game underway. Durante Tucker, guard from Cape Girardeau, a sophomore. And Richard Malator, he is their postman, and he is from London, England. Down the right side of the key, dumped down inside, pump fake, layup is up and in, and that's the way the game starts. As Outlaw, who gets the start tonight for Malator, gets the lay-in, it's 2-0. In the front court, Grizzlies with the basketball. They've lost twice to this team. Here's a right-hand drive. That ball is blocked nicely by Dickerson, who came from the far side to help, swatted it. Now back come the Cardinals. They're in the white with the red. Down the lane, a runner. No, that's pissed off and fumbled out of bounds. Turnover on the Cardinals. Dickerson penetrated and passed the ball back to his left, and Outlaw wasn't ready for that. Charles Outlaw, whose father played in the NBA for the Orlando Magic. In the left side, Kamari Vinson dribbles to the right elbow, back over, up fake by Carlos Paul. Back outside, Javian Downey. Grizzlies played really well here January the 10th. Here's a shot for three, and that's good. Carlos Paul from the left point. Carlos has shown this year that he can step out and make that shot. Grizzlies trying to break a 10-game losing streak. We're 8-18, and this is where that streak started. January the 10th. We haven't won a game since January the 10th. Down the key, left-hand driving layup is no good. Tip out of bounds. That should be Grizzly ball, and it will be. Off the driving miss that time by Marcus Watson, and Grizzlies have the basketball in the backcourt. Down the front court with it, and a 3-2 lead. In the right corner, Urji Unami. Squares up, dribbles left to the point. Kyle Germany with it. Now out front, Javian Downey with 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles through, lost the ball, turned it over. Number 1 on the Grizzlies. Now back the other way. On the left side, dribble to the baseline. Pull up, jump shot is up and good. That is Durante Tucker with a 15-footer to give Mineral Area the lead, 4-3. Kamari Vinson on the right side. Mineral Area plays really good man-to-man defense. High screen. Kyle Germany shoots a three. That ball blocked from behind. He didn't see him coming. And back come the Cardinals to the front court. Top of the circle to the right wing to the right corner. Up fake by Tucker. Back out it goes. And they'll reset. Josh Mio on the dribble. Dribbles in. Pulls up. 13-foot jump shot. No good. And Urji Unami pulls down the rebound for the Grizzlies. Urji, a very good rebounder. Long pass to the far right corner. Deep three. One bounce, and the three is in the air and rims off. Goes long, and hustled after it is Kamari Vinson, but it's picked up by the Cardinals. Josh Mio down the key. Goes in. Forces the shot up off the glass and good. Josh Mio makes it a 6-3 ball game. Lucas Prola is available tonight. He will come in as he stretches at the scores table. Here's a three by Urji. Good from the right corner. Urji Unami makes it a 6-6 ball game. Grizzlies played really well here for about, I'm going to say, 32 minutes. First meeting. Down the key, here's an up and around shot. No good. On the miss on the reverse by Josh Mio. Grizzlies will rebound and they'll come back with Javian Downey. Javian. Back pass. Unami fakes the shot, dribbles over, hands it to Kamari Vincent. Kamari, Carlos at the point. Jab step, goes in, stops, trap, outside it goes, back to Urgy. You got 10 on the shot clock. On the left side, Downey drives all the way through, right-hander, high off the board and good with the right hand. What a terrific shot. Shot it against his body, Javian Downey. It's been so long since we had our entire team together. And tonight we don't. We just have a little bit of a change in personnel in the paint. Dickerson backs in, turns a little flip shot with the right hand, good from 10 feet. Marion Dickerson's going to win the award this year for the strangest shot by an opponent. He just kind of flips it, doesn't really shoot it. Vincent over to Germany. Behind the back dribble, back outside. Carlos will hand it back to Javian Downey on the right wing. Pass back, Carlos. They move it well through the paint all the way in. Here's the drive ball blocked by Dickerson on the shot by Germany. And now Josh Mio comes back for Mineral Area. Tie game at 8 with 14:57 to play in the first half. We played 5 minutes. Here's a drive on the paint inside. There's Marcus Watson, and he puts it up the left hand off the glass and good. And this is typical Mineral Area. Five guys have single baskets. Kyle Germany up by 10-8 score. Pick and roll pass, terrible pass. Tried to throw it over Charles Outlaw. He's 7 feet tall. And now back the other way. Alley-oop, puts it up. Marion Dickerson. And it's a 12-8 ball game. The Cardinals, through the year, have started 5 sophomores. Over on the left side, Kyle Germany down. This is a very experienced team, and they play like they've been together a while. Down the lane, pump fake inside, right hand, turnaround, hook is good by Carlos Paul, who drove Charles Outlaw under the basket and turned to his left with a little baby right hand hook to make it 12-10. Marcus Watson to Mio, now at the left point. Durante Tucker on the left side, Dickerson has it. Grizzlies lost by 8 here, January the 10th, 66-58. Now a shot deep in the left corner for a 3. That's no good. Rebound by Javian Downey for the Grizzlies. Kamari Vincent has it. Up the left side in the corner. Back it goes. Kyle drives the lane all the way. Right-hand layup is good. Timeout called by Mineral Area. Timeout on the floor in the Grizzlies. With that bucket, tie the game at 12. We have 13-19 to play in the first half. We're in Park Hills, Missouri, and it's Grizzly basketball on a Saturday night, and we're back in a minute on KDY. And we're back to play, and it's Mineral Area basketball. This game is tied at 12 from Park Hills in the first half. Mio, that's Preston Turner, leans in, shoots and scores, and he got fouled on the play, and he'll get a free throw to go along with it. Preston Turner with the foul, and Lucas Prola just in the ballgame picks up his first personal foul. So it didn't take Preston Turner from Elsinore very long to get in the scorebook, and his free throw was no good, but rebounded by Malator, who just came in the ballgame. Now on the right baseline, hook pass inside, Malator to the left corner. Drive to the baseline, this is Tyler Smith. He is a good guard off the bench for them. To the right corner, Turner for 3, no good. Way short, and the ball is going to be slapped around, but a reach-over foul is going to be called. And that is going to be on Richard Malator, and that won't be the last one. I think he's fouled out of both games we've played against these guys. Mineral Area is 25-1. Who beat them? St. Louis Community College, and we beat them. Up the left side, Kyle Germany. Back pass in the front court. Trayon Grant Foster in the game. He's going to play in the post tonight. Left side. Inside out pass. Now to the left point. It's Prola. He'll spin away from the defense. He's picked up by Malator. Steps across. Now there's a 3. That's way off the mark. Maybe partially blocked. and safe from going out of bounds, but stepping out, Kenton Peebles also in the ballgame. Boy, we got a bunch of subs here. Have four of them. Kyle Gervity still in the game. Riley Whitaker's out there from Calico Rock. Kenton Peebles is in the lineup, along with Lucas Frola and Trayon Grant Foster from Kansas City. Kyle Gervity remains in the game. 14-12 is the score. Mineral area with the basketball to the right point to the left side of the floor now. Tyler Smith. Bounce pass to the corner. Malator hands it back to him. At the point, they'll fake the double team. Now Smith in the corner for three, and that's good. That's the first three of the night for Mineral Area. Grizzlies have made two. Now travel on the Grizzlies as Lucas Frola made the catch at midcourt. Came across and got jumps of the double team and traveled with the basketball. Lucas has played very little this year with a nagging foot problem. He's out there gutting it out tonight, and it's going to take him a while to knock the rust off, that's for sure. Right corner, open shot for a three is up, no good. And a reach over foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies. That'll be a pushing foul on Riley Whitaker. First foul on him. Tyler Smith takes the inbound pass, and they'll circle out to the point and set their offense. Smith was big in the win over the Grizzlies back January the 10th here in the second half. Here's a pick-and-roll play ball. Knocked away. Good defense by Kenan Peebles, who got up on the pass, and now in the front court, Kyle Gervity has it. Kyle dribbles in, dribbles across, spins to the middle. What a good move. Puts it up, no good. But a foul will be called, and that'll get the Grizzlies to the free throw line. Tyler Smith will be called for his first foul, team foul number two. So Kyle Gervity to the free throw line for the Grizzlies. They're in their blue road uniforms tonight with red trim, white numbers. Free throw by Kyle is no good. Josh Mio back in the ball game now for Mineral Area. Congratulations to everybody that had the gumption to get up and get out and help raise money for the West Plains cross-country program, running programs. Free throw number two is good. It was 24 degrees. Wind chill was 16 as the race started this morning at 7:30. Great turnout. 17-13. Grizzlies down by four. Lucas Frola comes out for Javian Downey. Now a shot from the point, no good. High in the air for the rebound is Trayon Grant Foster, but we'll get another pushing foul on Riley Whitaker. Pushing off on the rebound. 13 foul on the Grizzlies, two on Mineral Area. Inbound play for the Cardinals. Catch and shoot in the corner. Mio with a jumper, no good. Riley Whitaker gets the rebound on the weak side. Now Javian Downey has it. Gets the cross to teammate Kyle Gervity. Kyle turns on the jet hook pass back to the corner. Up fake by Grant Foster. He'll dribble out and hand it to Riley Whitaker. To the point, Javian Downey has it. Back over to the right point, right corner. Kyle Gervity penetrates to the right side. Shot clock. Trayon steps across. Going to beat his man on the dribble. Lost the basketball. Turned it over. Back the other way. Top of the circle, Tyler Smith. Curls over the top, Mio to the right wing. Smith has it, up fake. Puts it on the deck, drives in. Right hand scoop, no good. Malator blocked away by Kenan Peebles. Terrific defensive play. Grizzlies back on the run, and now they turn the ball over. It's loose on the floor, and we'll have a timeout call by Mineral Area. So the Grizzlies have six turnovers in the first half of the first half, and they trail it by four, 17-13, and we'll come back in waiting to see here. 30 seconds on KDY. Harlan Hutchinson back in Park Hills, Missouri on KDY, and it's Grizzly basketball on this Saturday night. Next game will be a home game against Three Rivers next Wednesday. Hope folks can come out and watch that. As we're getting down toward the end of the year, here's a three, and that's good. Knocked in by Tyler Smith from the right wing. He has made both threes for the Cardinals. It's 20-13. Could use a bucket here. Kenyon Peebles circles out from the left corner. Hands it off to Urji Hanami. Back it goes, Trayon Grant Foster. Now gets the ball to Kyle Germany. Kyle with it over on the side, Trayon. Pull-up shot from 17 is good. Attaboy, Trayon Grant Foster, and that's big. Big for his confidence. His first bucket of the night, 2015. He had 18 points here back on January the 10th. Really played well. Left point, here's another three. That's way off the mark by Smith. Rebounded by the Grizzlies, Kendon Peebles. Here's Javian Downey. He'll force it up the floor. Bounces across. Kyle Germany at the elbow. Back it goes to Kendon behind his back. Has to chase it down. Back out to Kyle out front. 17 on the shot clock. Grizzlies down 5. 8:40 to play, first half. Kyle Germany now on the left. Between the leg dribble to the baseline. Left hand running. Scoop play up. No good. Ball is tipped across. Picked up by Kyle. Got it blocked by Outlaw. Well, he's a problem in there at 7 feet. I guarantee you that. Now in the front court, Preston Turner for the Cardinals. Mio has it. Now dribbles in. Bounce pass behind him to Tyler Smith. Mio is wide open at the point. Straight on. No good by the Grizzlies. Urji Hanami is in the ballgame. It was supposed to be an alley-oop pass, but it was way too low and stolen as Javian was looking for Trayon, cutting on the backside. Grizzlies with their 8th first half turnover. Lob pass to Outlaw on the low block. Outlaw backs down, and now Trayon lost his balance, set, and a pop for a 3. That's no good. Off the miss by Durante Tucker. Front court, Kyle Germany, hook pass back. Kenyon Peebles going to take the 3, and that's no good. Rebound long, and Trayon got drugged down, going for the rebound, but last touch by the Grizzlies. So Carlos Fall will come back in the lineup. If you're wearing a uniform tonight in Grizzly blue, you're playing. Everybody has already been in the game. 3 subs come in for the Grizzlies right now. Here's Marcus Watson, good little guard out of Illinois, over on the left side. High screen from Marion Dickerson. There's that little flip shot off the back iron. No good. Tipped out. Carlos Paul gets it. Lucas Prola up the left side with the left hand. Dribbles to the baseline. Trapped, and he stepped out of bounds. Turned the ball over. Nine to one on the turnover front, and we're down 5 points. Considering that, we're not in too bad shape. Over on the right sideline, Marcus Watson, high screen left by Outlaw, goes that way, gets cut off by Kamari Vincent. On the right side, Lucas Pro on the ball, Mio beats him, bounce pass on a give and go, lost the basketball, turned over, picked up by the Grizzlies, and here comes Javian Downey. Up the right side. Crossover dribble all the way in, got hung up and got fouled. He shoots, but it comes off the backboard in the front rim, but a foul will be called on the play, and that will be on Charles Outlaw. And it should be a media timeout, I think, at this point. .6:32 to play. So with this, it will be a full timeout. With the score, the Grizzlies trailing Mineral Area 20-15, and we're back in 1 minute on first free throw attempt from the timeout. Javian Downey misses the first one. He'll get one more try. Grizzlies could make it a 4-point game here, and they do. Javian Downey. Look forward to seeing him next year in a Grizzly uniform. The freshman from Canada. I think both Canadian kids will be back next year. Down the lane all the way. Here's Watson driving the layup up and good as he used the screen, rubbed off, going to his left, and now has 4 points. Lucas Prola, front court to Javian Downey. Pass across to Urji Hanami. Now we'll give it to Kamari Vincent. Up fake, dribbles in. Kamari had one of his best games of the season here on January the 10th, shooting the basketball in particular. Drives the baseline, double team, hook pass back out. Curl a long three at the point, no good. Rebound comes off, taken down by Richard Malator. And the Cardinals come back, and they've got a six-point lead. At the left point, good ball movement. Baseline, Preston Turner drives, cut off by Lucas Prola. The 6'2 freshman from Porto Alegre, Brazil. Bounce pass to the right corner. Slow pass picked up by Smith. Couldn't get the shot away against Ergy. Now a cut, and a drive. Basket good, and a foul on the play. It'll count. The Cardinals really do one thing particularly well, and that is move without the basketball. We had the ball stopped on the far baseline, but Amarian Dickerson cut from the far corner, curled over the top, got the pass and laid it in. And Javian Downey with a foul. Here's the free throw for the three-point play, and it's good. Marion Dickerson with 7 in the first half. Grizzlies down by 9, 25-16, biggest lead in the first half for either team. On the left side, Kamari Vincent, his screen. They double-team pressure now in the corner. Ergy back out to Kamari. Kyle Germany pressured near steal. Two on the shot clock, got to shoot it at the horn. It's up, and it hit the rim, comes off, rebounded by Kamari Vincent, who's called for a travel. Rayon Grant Foster will check back into the lineup now for the Grizzlies. There was a statistic from that last game where we got beat by these guys 56-41 in West Plains. Now at the point, Preston Turner for the three. No good. And rebounded by Carlos Paul. Kyle Germany up front. We're getting shots, but we're not making any shots. And we're also throwing the ball away too much. At the point, Kyle down the key. Step back, 17-foot shot. No good. Off the lip of the rim. And back come the Cardinals. Marcus Watson out high. Left elbow, wide open shot. Off the back iron, no good. And the Grizzlies get to the rebound. Lucas Prola hustles to it. Lucas, wraparound pass on the baseline. Carlos Paul goes baseline around his guy. Cut off. Right hand reverse is good. Carlos has really stepped his game up around the basket. He has 7 points. And the Grizzlies now trail by 7, 25-18. Top of the circle is the free throw line. Cut off, now pass to the right corner. Open shot for a three, no good. And a great box out that time by Kamari Vincent. Oh, my gosh, they're going to call Kamari for a foul for evidently holding Malator. He had position inside, and somehow or other that goes against the Grizzlies. That's not one of the better calls we've seen this year. Kamari's first personal foul, and that is team foul number 5. 25-18. Inbound on the baseline. They'll lob it out to Preston Turner, picked up by Javian Downey. Crossover. Backs his guy down, puts it up, and no good. Spins out. Ball is rebounded by Javian Downey, and now a foul on Turner. Going for the rebound. Preston Turner against the Grizzlies in the first game here scored 2 points in the first half. He scored 19 points in the second half. He flipped the switch. Lucas Prola brings it up the floor now. Grizzlies down 25-18. 3:12 to go in the half. Trayon Grant Foster stops at the free throw line. Bounce pass out. Carlos Paul. Lucas Prola behind the back. Bounce pass. Pump fake at the point. Down the lane all the way. Left hand layup. No good. Ball is tipped across to the corner. Picked up. Now Dickerson, long pass up ahead, Outlaw underneath, got fouled from behind, and that'll be on Kendon Peebles, and that'll be Kendon's first foul. But was he on the floor or in the air? He was shooting, so Charles Outlaw, free throw shooter. Last game, he was 0 for 2. Oh, yeah, now I remember what was odd about that last game. First free throw for Outlaw is no good. Number one, some of the most brutal free throw shooting you've ever seen in a basketball game by the two teams combined. Here's the next try, no good. Tipped up, no good. Rebound, Carlos had it knocked away. Rebound put back, and a foul will be called on Lucas Prola as Tyler Smith got inside position, and he'll go to the line, and he'll shoot two. Number two on Lucas. In the last game with these guys, Mineral Area was 11 out of 27 from the free throw line, and they miss another free throw here. They'll get one more. They're so far tonight, they're 1 out of 5. And for the game, well, in the second half of that game, they were 3 out of 16 from the free throw line. 3 out of 16. Grizzlies couldn't talk. They were 5 out of 15 in the second half from the line. One more try now, and that shot is no good. Another miss, and Urji Unami with a rebound. Low-scoring game, 25-18. That favors us or works better for us. Kenan Peebles with a three. That's an air ball saved by Trayon Grant Foster from going out of bounds, but it'll go back over as he stepped out of bounds to the Cardinals. 2 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the first half. Mari Vincent comes into the lineup for Kenan Peebles. We've not shot the ball very well here in the first half. 10 turnovers for the Grizzlies, 1 for the Cardinals. Tyler Smith at the left point, high screen by Outlaw. Pick and roll, dribbles to the baseline. They kick it back outside to Dickerson. Inside, outside, pass to the right corner. Tyler Smith with it. Behind the back dribble, dribbles in, pulls up. 15-foot shot way too hard. And the rebound to the Grizzlies. Urji Unami has it. And he'll dribble it back outside. Trayon Grant Foster to the right corner. Kyle Germany now. Back to Trayon on the baseline. Nearly lost it. Picked it back up. In the right corner. Pull-up shot from the corner for a two is an air ball. Fumbled out of bounds by Outlaw. And it'll be Grizzly basketball with 1:48 to play in the first half. Marcus Watson and Preston Turner come back in the lineup for Mineral Area. They'll also, looks like we'll have another sub coming in for the Cardinals. Stephen McDonald. Here's the inbound play. Lob way out toward midcourt, and it's going to go back court, but it's picked up by Kabari Vincent. 25-18. Javian Downey drives against the D, puts it up off the back iron. It won't fall. Rebound by Dickerson. Here they come. On the fly, 3-on-2, pump fake, shot no good, but a foul on Urji Unami, who got faked off his feet, and Urge has his first foul. So it's the bonus for the Cardinals, who lead it by 7. Marcus Watson. Cardinals playing tonight. The number 7 team in the country. That loss to St. Louis knocked them down from number 2 down to number 7. Marcus Watson makes a free throw. See what he does with this one. 26-18. Next try is good. Three out of 7 for the Cardinals from the line. They lead it 27-18. Javian Downey will hand it off now. Urji Unami, Carlos Paul at the point. They'll move it out front again. Javian Downey gets around his guy, Marion Dickerson. Drives the lane, puts it high off the board, and good. Man, he is good at that shot. Putting it over the top of the square as he floats down the right side of the key. JD now has 5. 27-20, and we're down to 54 seconds left in the first half. On the right side, Dickerson fakes, drives in. Right-hand scoop shot up and good. He is a good player. He's the glue of this basketball team for sure. Marion Dickerson with 9. Grizzlies trail 29-20. Baseline, Carlos Ball. Bounce pass to Javian. Hook pass across and a whistle and a travel violation. The turnover bug has been an issue the entire year. Last game against Mineral Area, we turned the ball over 27 times. 27 times we had the ball and did not get a chance to score. Now down the right side of the key, a little runner is up no good. Mio with rebound underneath, and he shoots, and he's fouled from behind by Kyle Germany. So Kyle gets his first foul. It's in the act shooting Josh Mio to the free throw line. If my memory serves me correctly, he had a bad night the last game, and he did. He made his first one that night, then he missed five in a row. He was 2 out of 7 for the game from the line. Free throw here, though, is good. Riley Whitaker and Kendon Peebles are back in for the Grizzlies. It's a 10-point game, 30-20. 8 seconds to go in the half. Got a block off here. Next one is good. Can't get a bucket before the half. Long pass up the floor, bumbled out of bounds, and that was a nearly impossible catch for Kendon Peebles in the corner. 12 first half turnovers. So we are basically on the same pace that we were in that last contest with the Cardinals. 31-20. They play it in, 3 seconds, 2, Watson pull up with a 3, no good. That's the end of the first half. The Grizzlies were humming along, down by 5, 20-15, but the Cardinals shut the water off at that point. And at the half, the Grizzlies trail by 11, 31-20. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back to Park Hills, Missouri in just a moment. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. Back in 2 minutes on Katie Wyatt.